Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, April 11th, and I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. The earnings season starts off with major banks reporting next week, along with Pepsi and Delta Airlines. Analysts expect profits for the first quarter to be up just over 24%, led by huge gains in the consumer discretionary sector against the pandemic comparable a year ago. Last quarter, about 80% of companies beat earnings estimates in Q4, but only 42% saw a share price increase on earnings day. The week ahead will be busy on the economic front as well, with the Fed's Beige Book, the Empire State Manufacturing Index report, industrial production data, and the retail sales report all due in. Meanwhile, the IPO market heats up with self-driving truck startup TuSimple and digital banking platform Alchemy Technology both expected to start trading. And the crypto world will be watching closely how the direct listing of Coinbase on April 14th goes down with investors. In earnings news, the financial sector will lead out the start of the Q2 earnings season, kicking off next week. The list of reporting companies includes Aphria on the 12th, Fastenal on the 13th, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Progressive, Bed Bath & Beyond on the 14th, United Health, Bank of America, Citigroup, Pepsi, Rite Aid, BlackRock, and Delta on the 15th, and Morgan Stanley, PNC, BNY, Mellon, and Ally Financial on the 16th. In IPO news, as we mentioned, Alchemy Technology, AppLovin, TuSimple, and Carrot Packaging are all expected to start trading next week. Quiet periods expire on Duckhorn Portfolio, Olo, Sun Country Airlines, Tuya, Vine Energy, Connect Biopharm, and Finch Therapeutics next week. Sun Country may be the most interesting of the bunch to watch. The airline stock is trading more than 50% up over its IPO pricing level, but industry booking trends have started to heat up. Also, as we mentioned at the start, Coinbase is expected to start trading on April 14th. Ahead of the direct listing, the company reported Q1 revenue of about $1.8 billion versus $191 million a year ago. Coinbase also said it has 56 million verified users. Trading on the private market has valued Coinbase at about $68 billion or $100 billion after factoring a fully diluted share count. D.A. Davidson is already on the books with a price target on Coinbase of $440. In M&A news, the tender offer on the Michaels buyout by Apollo Global Management expires on April 12th. Shareholders with Infi and Marvel Technologies are scheduled to vote on April 15th on their proposed merger. And Tilray hosts a special meeting on April 16th to vote on the proposed merger with Aphria. Data reports due out during the week include updates from Caterpillar on machine sales and Boeing on deliveries. Broker assets under management reports also expected in from Lazard, Invesco, T. Rowe Price, Franklin Resources, and others. Preliminary North America printing and writing statistics for March from the Pulp and Paper Products Council is also expected out next week in a development of interest to Domtar and International Paper. Wedbush Securities singles out three tech companies as top picks into the earnings season. Number one, Apple. While the street is forecasting roughly 220 million iPhone units for FY21, we believe, based on this current trajectory and in a bull case, Cupertino still has potential to sell north of 240 million units. About 250 million could be in the cards, an eye-popping figure, which would easily eclipse the previous Apple record of 231 million units sold in FY15. Nuance at number two. We believe Nuance overall continues to be laser-focused on building a global cloud healthcare and AI-driven business with growing ARR and a sustainable revenue earnings stream going forward, with larger deals in the field as more hospital-wide deployment shift to the cloud are playing out and gaining further momentum based on our checks. For the March quarter, we believe the cloud healthcare pipeline and deal flow conversion appear to be robust as more hospitals look to deploy these solutions, especially as the focus on cloud security and sharing healthcare data is becoming more front and center in this digital transformation era. Number three is Microsoft. Azure gaining share in cloud arms race. Based on our recent field checks for the March quarter, we strongly believe the tide is shifting in the cloud arms race as Microsoft, coming off its recent 50% Azure growth number, is taking market share versus AWS, 28% year-over-year growth this past quarter, based on our analysis. Again, these picks are from Wedbush Securities. And this week, in Barron's mentions the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Bitcoin gets the once-over by the publication this week. Noted Darren Fonda, even if Bitcoin doesn't take off as a transaction currency, it could gain appeal as an alternative asset. This was something of a beginner's guide to the cryptocurrency. By JP Morgan's reckoning, Bitcoin is valued at $146,000 if the digital gold is valued in relation to the total physical gold held by the private sector. There is a warning this week on cruise line stocks Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings due to the necessary debt and equity raises to ride out the pandemic. Noted the publication, they will cut into investor returns because of higher interest expenses and a sharp increase in shares outstanding. This week in our single stock focus, we're talking Green Lane Holdings with Cornerstone Investments. Cornerstone Investments begins here. Green Lane has been hit hard by the vaping crisis and subsequent crackdown by the government on Juul and other vaping companies. Its stock was one of the worst performers among cannabis companies. However, the business has been undergoing a transformation to wean itself off of nicotine products and focus on the fast-growing cannabis industry. Cornerstone Investments then goes on. Green Lane has struggled in the last 2 years as its vaping business suffered setbacks. The business has stabilized in the last year, but growth remains weak, as demonstrated by the lack of growth in Q4. Profitability remains weak as EBITDA was negative $7 million last quarter. Full year 2020 sales of $138 million declined 25% from 2019, mainly driven by the loss of nicotine sales, primarily Juul and PAX vaping products. Cornerstone Investments continues. Green Lane and Kushco announced the 50-50 merger on March 31st to create the leading publicly traded supplier to the cannabis industry. Both Green Lane and Kushco have struggled in the last couple of years as vaping sales declined while cannabis revenue only grew slowly. The combination makes strategic sense because of the complementary product portfolio and customer base. Both companies now focus on cannabis, but Green Lane is primarily a B2C business while Kushco focuses on B2B. The combined company will generate about 2/3 of sales from vape and the rest from packaging and supplies, consumer goods, and other services. Cornerstone Investments concludes with this. We think Green Lane's merger with Kushco is a logical move to consolidate within the cannabis supplier chain and reach for scale and cost savings. Both companies suffered major setbacks during 2019 after the vaping crisis, but have since stabilized. Going forward, we expect sales to start growing, driven by growth from cannabis sales. Green Lane closed the week at just over $6. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, and Marketplace Roundtable Podcast on those platforms as well. Have a great week.